releve. Oh, hey, look who's here. Goody, you're here. We're having a special day today, right, Molly? It's ballet day, and Molly is a little ballerina. Isn't she cute? I'm not so sure about Roberto, though. Oh, well, I am sure about this. I'm making a special invitation. See? I want to invite Granny over to dance at Miss Lunette's Dance Academy, her swan song. And that's a dance, isn't it, Molly? Well, I'm going to do my very best. Invitations are important. What? Well, oh, no. No, I'm not inviting Major Badhead. No, this is just for Granny. No, Snick isn't invited either. Well, Molly, you can't invite the whole world, but that's okay. It's allowed. I mean, an invitation is just for who you want for that day. Ah, oh, my scissors. Okay. What do you think? This is what it says. For Granny, you are invited to perform at Miss Lunette's Dance Academy your famous swan song from Lunette. See, that says Lunette. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll just put Granny's invitation in this envelope with Granny's name on it. See? Pretty. Well, Molly, I'm just going to go outside and give Granny her invitation. I'll be right back. So you get ready for the ballet, okay? Great. You're invited, too. Oh, hi, Snick. Nice hat. Where's Granny?
Meow.
Oh, hey, Snicklefritz. Is that your very own clubhouse? Oh, cool. What a good idea.
Oh, but wait, what does this mean? No girls allowed?
Oh, but you mean I'm not invited? Well, that's not very nice. Oh.
Hi, Lunette. Hi, Snicklefritz.
Hi, Major Bedhead.
Hey, nice hat, Snick.
Major Bedhead, you are never going to believe this, but...
Snicklefritz has a clubhouse!
Yeah, and guess what?
What? I'm invited to join! Neat! Thanks, Snick!
But Major Bedhead, look at the sign!
Oh, right. It's a boys' club! Neat!
Neat? It's not! I'm not invited!
He can invite who he wants. Me!
And not me.
Boy, this is gonna be great. Hey, let's do the secret handshake.
Hey! What about me?
We've got our own club.
Meow, 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 meow.
They've got their own club. And I'm uninvited.
Kept outside, but still await on the outside chance they'll change. Their minds are made up, I'm not in here. I am so wishes come and wishes go, this one's still afloat, so now I sit all on my own. Here I am, so near to them, still so far away, my wish sails away. Uninvited, I'll stay. I'm so sure that I'd fit in. All the hearts that I would win. It's hard to win them so far away. My wish sails away. Uninvited, I'll stay.
Hello, Lunetka.
Oh, hi, Granny.
They're getting pretty silly in there.
I guess so. It isn't fair.
Oh, Lunetka, I know. You feel left out, right? But little clown, sometimes we all get left out. That's life. It happens. But you know my secret when I'm feeling all alone?
Your secret? Know what?
MYOF!
Huh?
Make your own fun. So, what's it gonna be, Lunetka? What would be fun?
Let's make our own club. Just for girls. You and me. Oh, but you can come too. You're invited. My special guest.
One clubhouse coming up. All we need is this sheet. Ta-da!
We have our own club. I think I'll just have one of those big, fat cookies.
Cookies?
I think I'll have a big fat cookie too.
Hey, look! They've got their own clubhouse.
Let's call our clubhouse the Cookie Club.
I think some clown is knocking at the door.
Gee, I wonder who.
No, you ask.
Meow.
No, you.
Meow.
You.
Meow.
You.
Meow.
You.
Hi, boys.
Meow.
Nice clubhouse you got there.
Thank you. It's for girls.
And grannies.
Any guests?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. We'd like to join your club.
Well, you haven't been invited. Yet. Well, they didn't invite me to their club.
No, they didn't.
They probably know we have cookies.
Probably.
But we have lots of cookies. Well, they haven't even seen how cool our club is. It's really neat.
Oh, that's for sure.
I vote we invite them to join.
Good for you!
Granny
and Lunette
invite you to join
the Cookie Club!
Oh, Cookie! Oh boy! Wow, neat! Clubs are fun.
Yep, the more the merrier. That's what I always say.
Me too. In fact, I've just been invited to join the Couriers Club as well.
The Couriers Club? Wow!
Yeah, but, it's just for couriers, Lunette. Sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. I understand. You're the courier, not me.
Oh, right. I almost forgot I was the courier. Postcard for Lunette the Clown.
I bet I know who that's from.
My Auntie Macassar. Let's see. My dear Lunette.
Girl, just a quick note because I'm expecting guests. Yep, I've invited some of my pals over for my famous, delicious, homemade banana bread. And I'm getting ready. I'm confessing to feeling a little nervous, though, because, what if no one turns up? Well, I guess if no one shows, I'll just have to keep busy doing something I really enjoy. Something like eating my delicious banana bread. Oh, hi, howdy, welcome, come on in. So glad you could come. Why don't you... Oops. Why don't y'all come and help me cook up another batch of delicious banana bread? Let's get cooking in the kitchen.
Hope you're having fun without me. We sure are. Love, your Auntie Macassar. That was funny.
It was very nice of her to invite her friends over.
Yeah, she probably mailed invitations and everything.
Invitations? Silly me. I almost forgot why I came over. Granny, this is for you.
For me?
What does it say?
You are invited to perform at Miss Lunette's Dance Academy your famous swan song from Lunette. Oh, Lunette, you want me to dance at your dance academy? I would be so proud.
Oh, goody!
Old dancers like us don't get to strut our stuff enough.
Read the rest.
P.S. Please wear those tippy-toe ballet slippers and a tutu. The recital is today. Today? Oi, today! I have to get ready. I better get going. The Cookie Club is officially closed. I've got to get my costume ready. I have to dust off my slippers. And most importantly, I have to stretch my muscles.
Stretch? Stretch? Oh, silly me! I forgot to stretch on my clock rug today.
No.
Oh, well, I better get going, too.
Take a cookie for little Molly.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I guess my cookie break is over. Better get back to work. What you doing, Snick?
Meow.
A club just for kitties. Why not? Well, have fun. Bye.
Come on, let's go back to the couch. Oh, bye, Major Badhead. Molly, get ready, because Granny accepted my invitation. She's going to dance like a ballerina. But first she's stretching, and now I have to too, because silly me, I totally forgot. And you know how I promised myself every day I would. So back in a flash. Almost forgot. Granny sent you a cookie from our cookie club. Sometimes you need to stretch to warm up. Okay, good. Cause that must be Granny, which means it's time for Miss Lunette's Dance Academy special ballerina recital. Let's go. And you're invited too.
And now, at Miss Lunette's Dance Academy, our clown of ceremonies, the one, the only, Miss Lunette!
Today is a very special day at Miss Lunette's Dance Academy. Please welcome the prima ballerina of our hearts, La Garbanzo, doing her swan song. That's a dance. Molly. Granny is a real ballerina, and she actually danced at Miss Lunette's Dance Academy. I am so happy now. How about you, Molly? Oh, okay. Well, hey, why don't you finish your cookie while I read you a story? Want to? Okay, now let's see. Here are my glasses. And the storybook. Comfy? Okay, but don't get crumbs on the pictures, all right? Alrighty. Oh, first we have to turn the lights on. It's important to have good light so you can see the pictures and the words. Oh, here's the perfect story for today. The birthday. birthday party.
Once upon a time, I think it was a Thursday, there was a little clown who wasn't having his very best day. Why? He wasn't invited to the birthday party next door. He could hear the fun on the other side of the fence. He could see the balloons. Oh, it made him feel bad. A bluebird brought him a flower. A butterfly tickled his nose. A squirrel even offered to play acorn pickup with him. But it didn't work. He still felt sad because he wanted to go to the birthday party, but he wasn't invited. Then he had a big idea. He would make a birthday party of his very own and invite all his toys. And that's what he did. He got his little table and the chairs. The bluebird helped him with the decorations. His teddy was very glad to be invited. So was the squirrel. He even invited his dump truck. It was a really fun party. They had pretend peach cake. For games, they ran a race. Teddy came in second. And they all played acorn pickup, of course. Everybody got a flower for a prize. What a good party we're having, the little clown said to all his friends. And you know what? The little clown was so busy having so much fun, he didn't even notice that the birthday party on the other side of the fence was all over and every clown had gone home. This is my very best day, the little clown whispered to Ted. And you know what? It really was. The end. Wasn't he a smart little clown? I really like that story. Did you, Molly? Did you? Oh, I like the part when he was trying to peek over the fence to look at the balloons. I know if somebody was having a party behind my fence, boy, I'd peek over the... Hey! Who made this big mess? Me? Oh, I did, didn't I? Well then, I have to clean it up. It's only fair. So get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! I'm glad. Now, Molly, I want to invite you to have a little nap with me. Want to? Oh, goody. It's been a very busy day. And of course, you're invited to come back and play with us on the big comfy couch. I hope you can come back really soon. Toodles. Oh, Molly. I think there are crumbs in here. And the clown jumped over the moon.